Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the third series of Magic Sponge. I'm Rob Beckett, Jimmy Bullard.
I'm Jimmy Bullard.
And Ian Smith.
Yes. The guest today, Mark Halsey. How do I say your surname?
You've got it.
Halsey.
Halsey.
Halsey. First decision of the day and you got it fucking Halsey. Wrong.
Halsey. Got it fucking wrong. You've only been in Bolton in 10 years, are you? Mark, how do you say your surname?
Halsey.
Mark? Halsey, not Halsey.
Halsey. Yeah,
but I went Halsey because there's only one L in it.
Yeah, but it's Halsey.
But it's Halsey.
It's Halsey, yeah.
But there would be with two L's. But it's Halsey.
It's Halsey, yeah.
But
it's
spelt Halsey.
Well,
so I read it.
Go on, whatever you want to say. Go on. Halsey for the day for you.
It's that like Craig Bellamy.
Craig
Never wrong, is he?
Never wrong.
Never wrong. Good lad, though.
All right. No, well, sorry, Mark Halsey.
Thank you.
I probably should have sorted that out before the show.
Yeah,
Rob, I'm doing it here.
It's fine. It's done now.
Is that a yellow or red?
I don't know. You're the referee. You refereed the League Cup final in 2008. You was a top flight referee. Done international matches.
Yes, many, yeah.
You did a friendly, didn't you, in Brussels?
Yes,
France, Belgium.
Yes, very good.
Done your research, didn't I?
I knew, done your research.
I Wikipedia'd the shit out of you in the cab on the way.
What else you found out about me then?
Live in Bolton.
Bolton.
Because you finished a game and you went in the players' lounge, and I'm not allowed to say the rest.
He fell in love.
He fell in love in Bolton.
I fell in love with a barmaid.
He fell in love with a barmaid in Bolton, and you stayed in Bolton.
You're still together?
Yeah, we are, yeah. Oh,
nice. And because you were born sort of north of London, Welwyn Garden City. Yeah.
Tell her I said hello. I'll used to see her. She's the right sort, that one.
Yeah, I've heard a few things about you, mate.
Oh, what have you heard, Mark?
True.
Oh, I can't say.
Did you referee, Jimmy?
Who'd you say? Did I referee who?
Jimmy.
Have you
Jimmy.
Ever? Yeah. Oh, many times. And he was always going about money on the pitch.
Was he?
Yeah.
I said, why are you scoring many goals? He said, because you don't pay me enough on big money.
Taking it easy.
Take the boy out of Southeast London.
I remember. It's good. I was an easy one to referee.
You weren't like a Michael Brown, was you? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Oh, was he?
Every time you saw him on the team sheet, you think, oh, my God.
Branny would be in
your ear. You've got to have eyes in back of your head with him.
What would he be saying?
Just all sorts of shit.
Brownie, yeah.
Like what?
Just calling us all sorts of names. Always, every decision, always at you.
Oh, really?
As soon as the whistle went, he'd be at
Craig you. Bellamy like that as well?
Oh, Bellas was like that. I remember refereeing Bellas at... He just left Liverpool, went to Cardiff, and I thought, fucking yes, he's left, because Premier League referee.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to referee him again. So,
so do you see that? If you look on your phone and Bellamy's left Liverpool, you go, oh, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Really?
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
First game, the second game of the season, down at Brighton and Cardiff. Fixtures come out. Who gets sent down to fucking Brighton? Fucking here.
Muggins,
yeah. I always remember Effort on the game. He just come up to, I'd give this free kick, and then he's just keep moaning at me all the time. I said, for fuck's sake, you're worse than my first missus, and I've divorced her. He said, Mark, I'm going through the same thing. Can you give us some help?
Yeah. Is that on the pitch?
So he puts his arm around me. He says, tell us about it, because I'm going through the same thing. I said, listen, all I can say is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You'll be all right. He said, oh, thanks, pal. And then away we go. 5 minutes later, bang, get in the ear again.
You gave him some marriage counselling on the pitch.
And he'll tell you that was true. Really? Marriage counselling, yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. You're the second ref we've had on the show. We had Jeff Winter.
Did you get on with Big Bad Jeff? Yeah, I got all right with Jeff. Yeah.
Is there much camaraderie between the refs? Do you meet up? Do you have a Christmas party?
Yeah, Christmas parties.
Do you end up at the strippers? What's the strip?
We don't get those, mate. We weren't allowed out.
We had get a yellow card to take the top off.
Oh, Jesus. That needs to change, doesn't it?
Yellow card. Obviously you'll meet up. Do you have like a manager? Like, who's in charge of the refs?
I mean, for the most of my career, it was a chap called Keith Hackett who was very good.
Yeah.
And then obviously he retired, and then Mike Riley took over.
All right. Oh, how was that? Not mates of Riley?
It's like any industry or any place of work. You have people you get on with,
and then there's
people
pricks.
You don't get on with. Yeah. You said that, not me.
Oh yeah. So how come you didn't get on?
That's the same with players and players and
referees.
Mike's one of our biggest listeners as well.
Oh, Mike loves it. I tell you what, Mike, he fucking loves it. Mike, he can't stop. So how come you didn't get on? Just clash of personalities?
Yeah, just clash of personalities. I think he was jealous because I was better than him.
So it was better than him as a ref.
No, I think that.
Who do you reckon's the best referee of all time, in your opinion?
Best referee of all time.
What about the mental Italian bloke.
I think at the present time, I think Mark Clattenburg was undoubtedly he's the best referee.
Best, yeah.
Not because he's a good mate of mine, but he still is.
Howard Webb, was he good?
Yeah, Webby was okay. Webby was a good referee. He was all right. Yeah.
Not a bigger fan of Webb, more of a Clattenburg fan.
He's nicked my job from BT and Saudi job, but there you go. But good luck to him. That's football, and that's what happens, isn't it? Good luck to him. He's a good lad.
Who was the worst ref?
We used to have a red wine club at our gatherings. Like we
the red other... wine
oh,
club.
Oh, yeah.
They can't get yellow wine.
Well, you can a little bit. What, a bit white, a bit yellow. Yeah. But we used to have our meetings every 2 weeks. We used to get together.
Yeah.
At St George's, where we go, and we used to have a designated room. Right, we go into my taxi room. They used to call me taxi and
why?
Nickname. Well, that was my nickname. I was a cab driver, wasn't I, for a little while.
Oh, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
oh,
was.
Right.
Yeah. That was good. Enjoyed that. Especially when some nice women used to come and sit next to you. But
really?
But anyway,
does that happen in taxis where a woman just
only had a two-seater?
I tell you, God's honest truth. I was working Christmas Eve because I obviously being involved in football. You had to sort of be your own boss because you didn't get the time off for the bosses, so I'd become a cab driver. And I was working one Christmas Eve, and I picked these this is many, many years ago, so if Michelle, if you're listening, if I wasn't with you, darling, all right.
So this would be good.
We I picked these group of girls up from a pub in Wellingarnsea and take them to a nightclub. So they get in, and I'm sitting there, man, where do you want to go, girl? So I'll take us to the...
How many of them was it, just two?
There was three of them. Three of them. Oh, two in the back and one in front. And they said... Where do you want to go, girls? I'll take us to the nightclub, but down Chequers. Yeah, no problem at all. So anyway, I said, got in, put the belts on. She sat driving away, and all of a sudden, she put her hand where, in between.
She sucked you off.
No, she didn't do that.
Put a hand, Jimmy, hand.
hand. And she started sort of rubbing where she shouldn't have done. But I thought,
she's wanking
carry
you
on, so I'm like driving along. Oh, my God, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then the journey comes
that's
to an end.
Happens.
I was real disappointed.
Oh, really? Did you meet your final destination?
Well, she wanted me to come back later on. No, it didn't meet his final destination.
Oh, you liked that one, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah, I did.
Really, man?
I wish, in my dreams.
Yeah. So, hang on a minute.
To come back and pick her up, but I didn't because the wife phoned up and wanted to know where I was. that was my first one.
Mark Halsey loved the bird on the sly. Loved it.
Oh, So that, what was you about the Red Wine Club or the gathering?
Yeah, anyway, so we used to go, after we had our meetings, in the business meetings, and then we used to go back, some used to go in the bar. The ones that used to creep around the manager and get all the games used to go in the bar.
Hackett or Riley used to give you the games and stuff?
Oh, yeah, they used to all write the games.
How good a ref do you reckon you were?
Well, he's the man to tell you that. Isn't
average.
No, he's good. He's good. Good ref.
Yeah.
Very good ref.
To be fair, a lot of the fans, I'm on Twitter quite a lot now, and obviously it's where Sam got me from, and I've quite a few, about 10,000 followers, and But yeah, they have obviously they want me to come back now because the state of referees in. But we got some.
Do you think referees get worse?
I think it's not as good as it used to be.
What do you reckon has changed?
Just not the guys that are coming through now, just not good enough. I mean, we have got of good
referees. What do you think
there.
That is? Is that?
I think it's down. It's like
there's such superstars now. So like when the refs get in, it's like
I think it's like coaches. You know, they have good coaches. Referees have coaches, and they've not got as many good. They've only got one or two now, and not as good coaches turn average.
Have you ever coached refs?
No, obviously, when I retired, obviously there wasn't no position for me, so I had to
Who makes that decision?
Mike Riley. But listen, each into his own, and
it goes on
in all walks of life with players and managers.
Yeah, it all moves on, doesn't it?
They have their favourites, don't they?
So what happens, there was a game a while ago, Jermaine Defoe got a hat-trick, every single one of them offside. By like a long way.
Oh, do you think so? I've got to say, I thought one of them was.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Was it the first one where he's on the 6-yard box?
Yeah.
I think that was the one that was. I think the others were okay, to be fair to you.
Okay. Well, hypothetically, if you let in three offsides, what happens? You know, if you have a nightmare of a game and you got your boss, do they like scold you and say, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like, do you lose
I'm
matches
interested
and stuff
in
like
it.
That? Like, well, is there any risk? Or is it just...
I mean, the assistant.
Did you ever get a dinging off, basically?
Oh, Jesus, yeah, I mean.
That's what I was trying to ask.
What happens?
Did you ever get a dinging off?
What happens? They don't talk to you. Remember the Wigan game? Wigan Newcastle. I missed an awful challenge up at McManaman on the Newcastle play. It was a poor challenge. It really was. And I was.
Played on.
Played on. The view was blinded. Newcastle player ran in front of me. Obviously, 2 minutes later, it's all going off in the touchline because they've seen the replay and about to put John Carver and one of the other guys up in the stand at half time. And you've made a big error. I'm coming off time. The Sky manager, the floor manager, says, "Oh, bloody hell, Mike, you've missed a bad challenge there." And of course, obviously, we're all due at St George's. That's the last thing you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
So the last thing you want.
You want to live it longest possible until you have to meet up.
The last thing you want, you have a bad weekend or you have a bad game at the weekend, and then you're at St George's the following Monday or Tuesday because everyone, it's all headlines. And it's amazing. I didn't speak to me at all. No one spoke to me.
Really?
From management. Yeah. And I didn't get another Premier League game for about 8 weeks.
Oh, so you don't get telling off,
lose
games.
You left off the fixtures. You're in League One or League Two or sent to Carlisle like I was every week.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So that's what happens. So,
yeah.
And when do you watch Match of the Day?
As well, I
what happens indoors, though.
I watched it often, Match of the Day, with a glass of whiskey and a Smith & Wesson in that hand.
That's what I'm saying, though. But do you watch your own performance on it, like on Match of the Day?
It's got to be honest. When I knew I made an error, I didn't watch it.
No, I don't watch Match of the Day if Arsenal lose.
It's not a thing now. If your view's hampered by someone, if it's
they expect you to.
I expect you to
talk about divorces with another player and you miss it. Miss what they're doing. You're talking to Craig Bellamy about his wife.
Well, the game was stopped, so I was all right. The game stopped. I'll give him a free kick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Felt
sorry for him. He's losing everything.
But do you watch, read on Twitter or in the news that someone's had a stinker, do you watch a Match of the Day to see what they've done? Because when you watch Match of the Day, do you watch the football or are you watching a ref's performance?
No, you watch it because I'm a fan. I'm a football fan and my team ain't far away from here. So the Bush,
Shepherd's Bush.
Okay. So I was going to say Shepherd's Bush. I've never heard of
them. Shepherd's Bush.
Because I don't know about you.
I've got them Sunday.
When I'm on comedy programs, sometimes I only watch them if they're awful. Like I can't bear to watch a new comedy program if someone's really funny in it. But if there's an awful one, I'm not. I'm watching that. Brings confidence up, doesn't it?
Wait, so this is a quiz.
It's not a referee quiz because I know fuck all about the rules of the game.
We've got one of them coming up later.
Oh no!
This is just a quick fire quiz about you.
About me.
Some of them, I think Rob's already mentioned. You refereed the 1999 Second Division playoff final between which clubs? Bonus if you get the score.
What a day that was! Can we talk about that a bit later? Oh, do I?
What was it? What game?
Gillingham Man City.
Yeah.
League, what was it? League One?
Where second in division. Division where, so, yeah, League
second,
One.
The old League One, second division playoff final.
Who won?
Man City won 4-2 on penalties.
No.
Yes, they did. It was 2-2, then it went to penalties and they won 4-2.
3-1 on penalties.
Was it 3-1?
3-1. According to Wikipedia, I mean, I've been wrong in the past.
Oh, fucking hell. I got that wrong. I got that score wrong. I thought it was 4-2 when Nicky Weaver went on that run. He went one way. I went the other way because Pulis was chasing me down the tunnel.
What did he say?
Because I paid too much stoppage time, didn't I? They reckon I played too much stoppage time.
What did he say to you when he caught
you?
Well,
they didn't catch me.
Oh, really?
I was quick in them days.
Do you know Charlie Pulis was that way? In the taxi? Yeah.
well, listen, Gillingham were winning 2-0. Gillingham were winning 2-0, And we're in the 90th minute. And I've put up 5 minutes... Well, I told the full official put up 5 minutes. And of course, Man City come back 2-2, win on penalty.
Oh, so he's furious.
I get the blame.
Do you know he wears a tracksuit during the game and then puts a suit on after the game?
He wears a tracksuit in bed.
And he's got, yeah.
No, he wears it, but he puts a suit on.
Doesn't he do his press conferences just standing up as well? He doesn't ever sit down.
It's strange, isn't it?
I never went back to Gillingham for 8 years. But after that...
So did you request that or did the league...
No, because I had a good season. They sort of... That was my first time at Wembley.
You're not repping, though. You're not a bad lad back anywhere, is he?
It was a great feeling. You know, it's the same for the
referees. Yeah, doing your first Wembley.
But thinking about that game, I mean, the thing after was a big investigation. I'd just been promoted to the Premier League.
Yeah.
And there was a big investigation afterwards because it allegedly I was in the hotel in the Hilton, like Wembley Hilton, with all the City fans celebrating, jumping on the table, singing and dancing, had a few drinks.
Were
they
you?
Were throwing money at me. And that's what it was alleged. And obviously, I had to deny it all, but I can tell you it was the fucking best night I've ever had. It was true.
So you were true?
I had to deny it, so I didn't get kicked off the Premier League.
No pictures or anything like that?
There was no pictures. Just,
camera fans. But you were basically dancing. You were celebrating their win,
just celebrating. And you know, it was good. That's where the Football League put us in that hotel. It wasn't my fault. And, you know, we like to let
their
air down.
Actually, it helped them to win.
The game went well.
You must have thought that 2-0 down thought it's going to be shit in the hotel bar if they lose.
Yes, was I picking it up? Yes, I was, you know.
So they throw money at you?
They were just throwing money because of the, you know, just having a laugh, you know. Yeah. So I just bent down and picked it up. The drinks were buying me. But it was a great night, really good night.
Brilliant. Question two.
How many points did I get for that, by the way? Did I get it all right?
I don't know. If this came out 10 years ago, I think your career would have been over.
Your first international game was against which two teams?
Should have done more. It was France and Belgium.
Yep. That's right. Great. You're nailing this.
Zidane Zidane was in
there. Zidane Zidane.
Headbutt.
Could you ever not spell someone's name or did you just put their squad number down?
Couldn't spell, just put their number down and show them a yellow card. That's quick.
Have you ever done that thing where, you know, when you've given someone a yellow and then you forget and you give them a second yellow and don't send them off?
No, I forgot to take my cards out a couple of times. And I've just gone bang like that and put me on.
Really?
No one noticed. I've done it in a European tie, in the Europa League. I forgot my yellow card.
Didn't the full official have some?
No, it was over the other side of the pitch, wasn't he? I couldn't run over there, get a card, come back and give me yellow card.
Oh, you've actually forgot to put your cards
in. So anyway, he's put this tackle in, so I've blown the whistle. Hey, come here. Like, you know, come here. Because I always keep my yellow card in this pocket and my red card in the back pocket. So I've gone to get my yellow cards. I've gone... Fucking hell, I've got no cards. Jeez, come here. Gone like that in the back of my pocket. And
what have you put up there? Nothing.
Nothing.
I got
away with it because the observer didn't even notice, so I got away with it. So, Jesus.
That's brilliant. We've got here, in 2000 and 2001 season, you gave out your most red cards in a season.
Is that when you forgot your yellow?
Yeah.
That's because I was new to the Premier League. I was a bit too quick, I was,
really?
In those days, yeah.
How many do you think you gave out?
In one season?
Yeah, the most you've ever given out in one season.
10?
10? Exactly.
Hang on.
That was a guess.
Just showing you the answers as I was turning the paper around. You're 54, is that right?
Correct.
Good. Are you older or younger than Bryan Adams? Singer.
Younger.
Yeah, Adams is 56.
You look good.
This could be the first ever 4 points. How much does it cost to buy your book on Amazon?
What, when it first come out or now?
So now, if you go in like for full price on Amazon, you're not doing like used.
Is it gone down to $8.99?
Oh, $7.99.
Close. How much for it used?
1p. But you can get everything used
yeah,
for.
Yeah, you can get it for cheap. A lot of people wipe their arse with it, don't they? So.
Well, that's terrible.
Oh, you can buy it used for 1p. Is that what that means?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's, so it's, if it's used 1p, that's what it means.
But I don't know how people make money from that.
Jeff Winter.
Jeff, yeah.
Your mate Jeff said he didn't get along with Graham Pohl.
Makes two of us.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What's happening? Why don't you like Poley?
Now, listen, look, he was a great referee. You know, he was a brilliant referee.
Yeah. Just,
you know, it's like in the workplace, isn't it? Some people you get on with, some people you don't, and just didn't get on.
Didn't click?
It. Didn't click. No, a lot of people.
Was there any incident why he didn't click?
No, it's just the way he is. You know, just stab his own mum in the back to get what he wanted. So, in my own opinion, you know.
Good.
Eh?
Really? Yeah.
No, yeah. You know,
like, what did he do?
The things, he ruined people's careers. He ruined people.
Really?
He would sit at a table and he'd say, well, he's not good enough, he's not good enough, he's not good enough. And then, you know, that'd be it. He'd be gone down the road.
Ah, right. So
he don't do things
like
that.
Was he ex-couple, was he?
No. Listen, he's a brilliant referee. I wouldn't criticise his
ability to
referee.
Off the pitch.
Just off the pitch, yeah. We just didn't get on, you know.
Fair. Robbie Savage once went to his toilet, didn't he, before a match?
What does that mean? Does it mean he's just done a shit in his toilet and not flushed it? Or he's gone and, like, threatened him in the toilet?
He got fined $10,000 for it.
Yeah, well, did he not do it and leave it on the floor?
Did he leave it on the floor?
Jamie Ann.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So he shit bombed the ref.
He's in the ref's dressing room.
So he shat on the floor of the dressing room.
He'd done something in the referee's dressing room, yeah.
Robbie Savage, so he shit on the floor and then wiped shitty hands on the ref's clothes.
How can you still get on match of the day if you've shit somewhere and then wiped it on?
It was a player, I suppose. I forget about that, but I remember refereeing him a few weeks later.
It's like a hate crime.
I remember, you talk about that. I refereed him a few weeks later. I said, Robbie, well done, pal. You can do what you want today because I won't course you. Well done.
That's brilliant.
Really? So, because he just didn't get on with Graham Pohl either?
No.
He's shitting his floor and then wiped shit on his clothes.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Quite extreme, isn't it?
You don't do that, do you? Mm. Not even if you don't like someone.
No.
One of my early memories of Robbie Savage.
Shitting on your floor.
Do you ever have those Nick Hancock football hell videos?
Where
it's just Nick Hancock in some shit set, just like doing a little shit, not funny intro, going like, oh, let's look at some bad tackles. And there was a montage of... I've got nothing against Nick Hancock, but... It's bad. But he would do it. I got the sequel. I haven't watched the first one. And there was this montage of Robbie Savage. Just, they said, like, a lot of players don't like him. Just got the shit kicked out of him for a whole game. No one getting sent off or anything. Like, people, like, destroying him. Like career-ending challenges, but, like, 10 of them. And he then just got subbed off because he was getting kicked too much.
Was that for Blackburn, wasn't it? Was that when he played at Blackburn?
I think so.
What was he like to ref then?
Again, you know, a lot of gives it a lot in your ear, like your choice of language. I remember refereeing the West Midlands derby, Villa and Birmingham.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was playing for Birmingham, and Dion Dublin was on the Villans side. And
apparently, he had a massive willy, Dion.
Oh, well, I couldn't tell you about that. I never really interested him, so that's sorry about that, bud. But going back to what I was
going back to the story, Jim.
He presents Holmes under the hammer now, Dion Dublin.
Yeah, it's three of them now, isn't it?
Holmes under the hammer.
Holmes under the hammer.
Three's a crowd, isn't it? But going back to the
he's got a hammer.
I had to send Dion Dublin off. I sent Dublin off.
Yeah.
Obviously for put one on Robbie Savage, and I just said to Dion, what you done that for? He says, Mark, I'm ever so sorry. I said, sorry. I said, you should have fucking. He's got back up. Well done. He did that twat deserved it. So then he just said, sorry, Mark. I said, I'm sorry. I've got to send you off for that, but well done. And he just went off smiling.
Mark, what's the worst thing anyone said to you on a pitch of the players?
Oh, Jesus. I can't say that on this, can I?
Of course you can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
We've said all the words.
Said you had a wank in a taxi off of a bird. Of course you can.
Well, the crowd always used to call me a wanker, didn't they? So I used to get that every Saturday. So,
you just are a wanker.
And I just used to say, every Friday night in my hotel
rest
room.
Do get it. Rest do get it in the ear.
Oh, of course we do, yeah. I mean, referee, you're cheating, FCUNT. Yeah, unless it's direct to that, you just take it,
With the linesman and the fourth official?
Assistant.
Do you used to find out who you had and think, oh, for fuck's sake, not them?
Oh, yeah, there was, yes, I mean,
he's
I never used to get the best, but I used to get a few that are okay and used to get some you used to think.
At gatherings, though, the refs go one corner and all the assistants go in the other.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Really?
They
is it all separate?
Yeah, you have your own little cliques, you know, they all go in one, their own little corners.
What about the or the fourth officials just waiting outside telling everyone how long's left to drink? 5 minutes till the bar closes, lads. Yeah. Who's the biggest boozer out of the refs?
Who's the biggest boozer?
Jeff Winter, innit?
Webby can put them away.
Really?
Webby can put them away. Without a doubt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's ex-copper, isn't he?
He is an ex-copper, yeah. Yeah, he's Sheffield guy. Yeah, we're no different to players. You know, let your head down, have a good drink, and then you're out on the training pitch the next day.
So, what would the day in the life of a ref be then? So, what's it like? You get to the stadium, what time's that?
Yeah, what you do is you turn up. Obviously, you meet in the hotel wherever near the ground 4 hours before kickoff. You turn up, have your tea, have your sandwich or whatever. You have your biscuits and just have a laugh and a joke or talk about the game. Yeah. Some talk about the game, some talk about players. Others, we don't. We just sit there and have a laugh. You know, so yeah. And then. About half past 12, we go to the stadium.
Pitch inspection?
Oh, I never used to, not in the Premier League. You never used to look at the pitches.
Oh, really? No, didn't have to?
No, you didn't. You don't. These days, you don't look at the pitches
all
in the
immaculate,
Premier League. All immaculate.
What would happen if you needed the toilet halfway through the match?
There's been a couple of.
I'm worrying about toilets.
Well, it happened to me once.
Did you just have to piss yourself?
It happened to me once.
Really?
Yeah.
You pissed yourself?
No, I didn't piss myself. I needed a number two. I needed a number two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I couldn't play any stoppage time at Old Trafford, and it was 0-0 at the time, and Sir Alex weren't very happy with me.
Oh, because he needed a shit.
Well, he didn't know it at the time, did he?
See, but you played less.
Oh, I didn't play any stoppage time. I couldn't. I needed to get off at half time. I was desperate. Honestly, that's a true story. Desperate. And he weren't happy.
So what did he say to you? And he went,
I didn't let him to. He was waiting for me up the tunnel. I said, listen, I needed a shit. You can do it on the motorway. I can do it at Old Trafford. Now fuck off, and he just pissed himself, and we got on well then.
Just add some more extra time in the second half, couldn't you?
No, do your bollocks. No. You want to get off as quick as you can.
Didn't Gary Lineker shit
going
himself?
When it's all going well, huh?
Didn't Gary Lineker shit himself and wiped his ass on the grass?
Yeah,
mental out.
Clambo got banned from his weekend game, so I have to go into an Ed Sheeran gig. What's that?
Yeah, I mean that was a.
Oh yeah.
So was he drunk or something?
Well, listen, look, me and Mark, to be fair, were good buddies. We were good, you know, we always went out together on a select group when we were together on a select group. And he's not flavour of the month with the management. That's what it is.
Oh, so he sort of gets pulled up on anything he does. Anything bit of a rebel ref.
But it was, you know, other referees have done the same thing. And it's an unwritten rule where you're allowed to go straight from the ground if you want to. You don't have to go back to the hotel. As long as you're at the ground, then it's up to you. If something happens to you, then it's your responsibility.
Okay.
But they took umbrage with it because he didn't let them know. You don't have to let them know. Other referees have done the same.
Is there a bit of a... I feel like there's a bit of, establishment class divide in the refereeing. Yeah. So you have all sort of old-school Etonians sort of like, oh, no, this is what we do and all quite love the pomp and ceremony.
Etonians?
To the old people and then you'll from Eton, referee.
Well, wouldn't...
They used to have Mr. Ellie, didn't they, from Harrow.
He was a schoolmaster. Yeah. So you get these sort of, establishment, I like being the ref, I like being in charge, headmaster type people. Mm. Then you get more of the working class, sort of normal refs, about you or Jeff Winter.
Like shop floor guys.
And then they don't like it when people are a bit more, confident or do it their own way. So it's a bit of a...
Yeah, natural ability. I call them natural players. Was Jimmy and it was a natural player.
Yeah,
you know, natural ability referees or manufactured referees.
So they
were the manufactured referees would be the establishment,
and they've been trained and got the rules. You're good with people, when you can manage a situation. It's a bit of a clash like that.
It still goes on. There's still a divide now. You know, it still goes on. It will go on.
Yeah, forever. That's interesting, isn't it? Mm. Like a bit of journalism, then.
Yeah,
wasn't
that was a good question.
Good.
Thank you. Right, it's commentary time.
We'll call you.
And you don't listen to the podcast here. We do a little commentary bit here.
I will listen now.
Which has been going very successfully. Ian Smith's getting a lot of love on Twitter. He's basically a bit of a reputation. Craig Luke tweeted, Ian Smith comedy is the new Kamara. Unbelievable,
Jeff. I'm having his job.
Well, Kamara. I mean, you say I haven't listened. I've heard some commentaries on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got to say, he's got a lot of improvement.
Jimmy's got improvement.
He's got to do
Ian is the best at it.
This isn't the strongest. I fancy myself, though, as Jeff Sterling.
What about
John Gwynn? Who's John Gwynn?
180!
Oh, he does
do football, no.
You've got to do too many sums when you're doing darts.
He's good.
Give us a quick blow and go on the darts.
What, do 180?
Well, whatever they score.
He does football as well. Gwynny.
176! I'll be all right here. Yeah. But I'm going to...
Can you score 176?
I don't think you can.
She's got four errors. You get a treble 18, two treble 20s.
Can you?
I think. Treble 20 is 60, treble 20 is 60, 120.
Yeah.
Treble 18, 56.
Treble 18.
Triple 18 is. Can you do that?
Yeah.
6120. Yeah, you can. 56.
176.
Triple 18 is 56. 176. Yeah. Fucking maths whiz. Let's do this, mate. Done. So I'm gonna. It is, mate. Triple 20 is 60. Treble 20 is 60, so I get 120. Treble 18 is...
56.
Oh, 74, isn't it? Is it? Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, and then a 2. And then a 2 if you get a bonus that. Get a bonus that.
8.57, yeah, you've ballsed it. Yeah, you need 4 errors.
I need to liven up boring sports like bowls.
Go on in.
Do that then.
And just give me a bowl. Ah, look how close that is to the little white ball!
That's good.
Other, he's rolling it! It's not as close!
High jump! High jump, yeah. High jump. High jump. High jump.
Look how high that bar is. He's never got. He's gone over it!
Pole vault.
I've got to keep you. I'm being Jeff. So I'm going to give ones to you, Rob, and Jimmy. And I'm
gonna, am I playing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's exciting.
I'm going to try and be a host. I can do this. How does Jeff talk?
You said you wanted to be Jeff.
All right, well, I'll just do my
best. He's sort of quite excited, but he's pronounces it all very well. Okay.
Rob Beckett is at Ewood Park for Blackburn Rovers versus Burnley, and we heard earlier that his cameraman took a tumble and had to go to A&E. Rob, how are you getting on with filming yourself? Have you managed to catch any of the game?
Oh, I'm having a nightmare, Jeff! I've got a pie of mash and I'm trying to balance the camera on my knees, and I've got mash on my head, gravy pouring out my mouth, and I don't even know who's playing Blackburn Burnley. What have I done to deserve this shit out of the ground? It's awful, it's cold, it's wet, and it's terrible, and I've got a camera that's running out of battery.
Glad to hear it's all going well, Rob. But it's grim in Grimsby for Jimmy Bullard at Blundell Park, where we've heard a seagull's landed on the ball. Jimmy?
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm up at Grimsby, this shithole. If Rob thinks he's at a shithole, ain't worse than this. I've got birds all over me, and all of a sudden, a seagull flies in, and he's landed on the fucking ball. So it's in midair with a bit of curl on it, and the ball ends up in a stanchion along with a seagull. Back to you, 1-0, Jeff.
Well, Jimmy, we're going straight back to Rob. There's been a penalty. What's going on, Rob?
I've got mashing peas on my fucking knees!
Thanks for that, Rob. We're going straight back to Jimmy. There's been a streaker and it's one of the players' mums. And I've been with her before and I can't believe it. She's had a tit job and I went with her when she was flat-chested. Fuck. And the seagull's dead. Nailed that, haven't we?
That was quite good fun, wasn't it? Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, cheers, Mark. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Excellent guest. Any parting words you want to say? Any advice to budding referees?
Don't do it.
Fair enough. Thanks for coming in.
I enjoyed it.
And people can follow you on Twitter if they want, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Do you want to plug that?
At Referee Halsey.
At Referee Halsey. Yeah. And you've got a book out?
Book's out. It's been out for a while now and it's doing well. It's doing very well. So those that ain't got it, go out.
$7.99 Amazon. 1p used.
I expect you guys to go and buy it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've got a couple of peeps knocking around for a used one. So, okay, I'll get that. Oh, thanks very much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Cheers, mate.
Don't forget to rate and tweet about the show. Get it going again because we want to kind of get those ratings again.
100%.
Definitely. Number one.
Yeah, we need a sponsorship, a bit more coin.
Thank you very much. Bye.
See you.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixiu production for Dave, produced by Sam Pearson and Chris Reedy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.